Welcome along then to Nolan Free Nolan Show. The debate is raging here in the studio about Sean from Armagh with one earring undone and his potential fatherhood of this poor child who's, well, not poor child actually.
Happy child.
Yeah, he's got a stepdad, he's all happy and everything else. Vinny's here and Nicholas here as well. And you're trying to get to angle go down to Copperface Jacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go down there?
Well, yeah, but only for research purposes.
You heard the word only notorious and pick up joint and you immediately I want to go and do a package.
That is what she said.
That is exactly what you said.
Can I just state that if my husband's listening, it's for purely research business purposes that I will go down. You know, because you have to go down and experience it, I think. You know,
experience
what? Experience what? Yeah, that's
it. You know, experience the atmosphere.
Nicola, you're in a losing battle here. Keep digging. If you were Sean, would you contact?
I think it's a good opportunity. No, it's a good opportunity.
No.
Would you not want to know your child?
I think Sean is probably on a plane to Australia as we speak.
But, you know, it's not, you know, basically she just wants him to reconnect with his son. Mm-hmm. This is a great opportunity to be a father.
Yes, but, you know, maybe he was married at the time. Maybe he was engaged to the woman he's now married to. He's maybe got a family of his
own.
You're
speculating I'm
thinking of all the reasons why he wouldn't come forward.
Have you ever gone out for a night out when your younger days?
Absolutely. No. I can't believe you're asking me
this. Well, I don't know. You're the one that wants to go and research in Copperface Jacks. Take a look.
How very dare you?
There is another member of this team who works in the programme who will not come on air. And
Are we allowed to mention her name?
Well, I don't know.
Will we give her a call?
He's shaking his head. She went to the coffee shop yesterday morning to get herself a nice coffee. No, we can't. But what I think we can say is we believe the man who served her was called Nero.
Okay.
Yes.
And
something like that.
And Nero served her a coffee and then immediately afterwards said, Would you like to go for a coffee? Total witty reply from the woman who can't be
named. Let's call her Naomi. Naomi's better
because that's anonymous.
So he said, would you like to go for a coffee? And her response was, I drink coffee all the time! And then she ran out of the building.
Yeah.
Poor man.
To be fair,
it's not much of a chat-up line though.
What? We'll go for a coffee.
Do you want to go for a coffee?
I think that's really lovely.
What's your chat up lines?
I'm not very good at chat up lines.
I don't think I've ever
actually used one, but there are a couple that I like.
Please don't say the cheesy ones.
Are you an interior decorator? Because when I saw you, the entire room became beautiful. Would that work on you, Nicola?
No, absolutely no way. Do you know what would work on me? If some man just... what would have worked on me? If somebody had come up and said, you look absolutely great tonight and my John Deere tractor's parked outside.
That's all it would take.
John Deere's 80,000.
Can I just say, though...
You can pay 80,000, but that means a man with money.
You are married.
You
are married. What was his chat-up line?
Go on, don't try and censor it. Have we any music to go with this? I want to set the tone for this.
This is a very long story.
How did you meet? Where?
I met my husband when I was 4 years old, my first day at primary school.
Right.
That's already starting.
Then we kind of fell out in the bus when I was 13.
Oh.
Then we reconnected at a friend's wedding.
Reconnected.
Well, he followed me around
all night. That's a very interesting word, isn't it?
It was quite pathetic. I have to say, he followed me around all night. And then I sort of said I would agree. I agreed to dance with him.
Yes.
And that's how we reconnected.
And he didn't use any chat up lines on you at all.
He just said, would you like to? Well, that's what they did.
Let's reconnect
the mood.
We've got a little bit of the music now.
There's none of that going on.
No?
No.
It doesn't sound very romantic, to be honest. He basically said he pestered you and then danced with you.
What did he say? What did he say? As seductively as you can remember it.
Do you know what? He actually didn't say anything. I was up dancing all night and he was sitting at the table that I had vacated.
Four-wheel drive.
For about an hour and a half. And it was the bride come up to me and said, do you realise this fella has been sitting at your table waiting for you to come off the dance floor all night so that he can chat to you, even though I kind of knew him. Well, I did know him, but I didn't like him. And that's why I didn't go back to the table.
And that's all changed now, though, right, Nicola?
Well, 15 years later.
Yeah. What about the eye patch story? I heard something about you and an eye patch. Did you not have an eye patch? Is that not what made him fall in love with you when you were younger?
Yes, I had a lazy eye.
Yes.
And back in the day, you know, they tried to strengthen the lazy eye by putting a patch over your good eye.
Yes.
And
I remember those people from the class.
And you got these funny drops, and I remember you were kind of blind for maybe a morning. And my first morning at school, I was kind of blind. was
because you had an eye patch on in one eye and then drops in the other.
Can I say I was a beautiful child?
Yes.
And I walked into the classroom, was very distressed.
Can I say, when we're talking about Nicola very young, can we dump the music? I feel slightly uncomfortable by this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But you walked into the class
classroom. Okay. The lovely teacher, Miss Percy, who was a wonderful teacher, she sat me beside this little boy and I was very distressed and I started to cry and this little boy gave me his teddy bear and said, "This will make you feel better."
Oh, was this your husband?
And that was my husband. Aww. And that teddy bear is in my son's room. I'm not allowed to ever say that it's in the bed beside him because he was across from me the last time I said that. So it's in his room somewhere.
Not in the bed beside him.
It's called Yellowy.
Yeah. Yellowy.
You see, I ended sweet. That's all right. At the hotel, at the wedding, sorry, did it end in a Ballsbridge hotel?
No.
As in the case of Sean from Armagh?
No.
You've gone so... Your face is such a picture at the moment. I'm saying nothing. We should talk as well about our missing presenter.
Yes.
Stephen is in New York.
Hang on a wee minute. Just before we move on, you've grilled me here for the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes, and you never have said
I've never grilled.
What's your best chat up line?
I'm dreadful at all.
Has anybody given you a really good chat up line?
I'm dreadful at all of that.
I would like to know great chat up lines. People out there must have had some really cheesy chat up lines.
Right, tweet us at Stephen Nolan and give us your best chat up lines specifically for Nicola. In fact, if you'd like to address them directly to
Nicola. If you've got a John Deere tractor,
I'm your woman. Up for anything.
Oh, or for Massey Ferguson. That would do as well.
What about Nolan then? You've been following his progress in America.
He's been posting pictures up on Facebook and Twitter. He's basically filming in Central Park in New York, as you do when you take some time off. And he's been complaining that he's been getting soaked in torrential downpours, because that's what you want. You want people to feel sorry for you when you're flying around America filming. But he did put a picture up last night, about 7 or 8 hours ago.
Unfortunately.
Obviously with a time difference in that. But he didn't look at the picture because, in typical Stephen Nolan style, his zip is completely down in the picture. So here's me in Central Park. It's just been raining. There's a big fancy camera.
It's a little bit sick. It's
come up. A nice shot. You know, isn't it amazing? It's great to be here. And there, him standing there like a complete idiot with his zip down. Are you all right?
Just a wee bit of sick. Come on.
All right. Anyway, yeah. So that's, if you're wondering where Stephen is right now, he's wandering around Central Park.
There's also a picture up of him jogging through Central Park, apparently.
Oh yes.
In what is a bright orange vest top.
Lycra.
Yeah.
That's a 100% serious that.
Right. Yes. Well, there you go. You can follow his progress at Stephen Nolan is our Twitter address. And Nicola, you can contact through there as well.
Yeah. And Peter, I love you.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late.